Are you gonna stare at me, Aaron? Or speak to me?
I'd like to speak to you, if you'll cease training for a moment.
What do you want?
Just wondering how you've been. I heard your recovery from the fever has been difficult.
Oh, I'm fine. Just working on my physical exercise. I heard it took a toll on Malachi more so than it did me. He's still in the healing chambers with... with the druids.
You ought to visit him, you know. He adores you, Edgar.
Father won't let me, remember. And besides, Malachi hasn't adored me since... since that night a few years ago.
Oh. I'd almost forgotten about the incident in the forest when we were children.
It's been 9 years since the incident in the forest, Aaron, and our father still hates me for what happened. I didn't mean to make Malachi or you act so odd.
I barely know what happened, but you do?
I do. We were playing Hunter and Prey like we always did, and then...
Ha! I'm the hunter now. Ready or not, here I come. Ha! I wonder where my brother could be. Maybe here?
He'll never find me.
Maybe here?
The best spot. He'll never find me! This is the best spot.
Gotcha!
Oh, drat! I thought I was in a great spot.
No one can escape me. Good try, though. Now help me find Malachi.
Okay, let's go. Malachi, we're gonna find you!
I wonder where my brother could be. Maybe here. No. Maybe here.
Ha ha! Gotcha! I win!
Actually, I think I do.
We all win.
Yeah. But now I'm bored. Let's do something else.
What should we do?
Oh, Edgar, let's play nice, please.
Sure. I'm Sir Pywell, and you are Prince Pydera.
Okay, here we go. There's the evil witch, and we got to stop her.
Yeah.
And that was when it all went wrong. All of a sudden, all I did was playfully nudge Malachi, and he got this twisted look on his face. This look of malicious intent. He attacked me. Mama!
Come on, fight back! Fight back, Edgar!
No!
Stop running!
No!
Malachi, stop! Malachi, stop! It's strange. I recall it as if it were a bad dream. He wasn't playing anymore. He was serious.
Ever since that day, Papa has kept me away from Malachi. Though we still broke his rules.
Indeed, you both did. And yes. Strained everything.
And unless I've got these stupid Blood Moon garments on, I can't be near anyone! And to be truthful, I hate wearing these gloves more than anything. But though I barely understand what I did, I know this much. Our father hates me.
I can't say you're wrong, May. The things he says about you, I don't like it.
In 3 bloody years, I'm going to be King Erin! And I'm a monster in his eyes. A damn monster. I can do nothing right. Nothing.
Hey. Listen to me. Don't go there, all right? Don't lose control again like you almost did 3 years ago in the gardens.
I know. Because if I do, Papa said
He'll do what?
He said he'll lock me away in a dark, dark place. A place so cold and lonely. And I will be alone. He said I'll know what it means to be alone. Please, don't let him lock me away, Erin.
Shush.
I'm a good prince. I can control my magic, I swear!
Father should not have frightened you like that. It's wrong of him to treat you in such a manner.
It's only gotten worse. Ever since that night, my guardian Lucien came, and I almost got away. Father keeps me trapped here. I can't go out anymore. Can't see the village or the forest beyond the castle walls.
I can't speak on your attempt to run away. Though I know the palace life can be rather dull and Father is deeply cruel to you. Still, I find it hard to believe that a guardian came to your brother. They're just legends. Silly childish stories.
It was real. I know he's real. He is kind and has beautiful wings like a pixie. And he appeared from the sky.
Mother told you way too many stories as a child, Edgar. But if it gives you a sense of hope, hold on to that belief. Just maybe don't share the sentiment with our father.
Father and I share nothing. He doesn't love me. Just like Malachi does not love me. Just like the people don't.
Don't say another word. Yes, you are worthy of love. And you have it from me. Our mother loves you. Malachi too cares for you, Edgar. You both may be at odds, but Malachi would do anything to protect you from harm. He's young and naive, this is true, but his heart is in the right place. Don't give up on him, all right? We're brothers, and we must always protect each other.
You're right. I'll try, Erin.
Good morning, laddie. All fair's your sea legs, Aaron.
Honestly, after these last few years at sea, I can't think of the last time I felt more alive.
Your journey isn't over. We're nearing the Isles of Magmeral, the land of the Hell Wolves.
And this is where we depart, old friend.
What are your goals exactly?
I need to cross through the hidden forest of your queen's people in order to make my way towards the Arcane City.
City of the Dark Elves? Why go there?
Visions of ash and smoke. I fear there is danger coming in.
Aye. Allow me to stop you there, boy. I may have been a mortal vagabond, but I know one thing. These damned dreams and visions of yours come from the oracles, Aaron. Those bloody dreamwalkers get in your head and make you think what the damn gods wish.
When they call me a puppet to the gods, Kyrian. But I saw my brother in my dreams. My twin, and he was in pain. Deep pain. I fear what this omen could mean, and I believe he needs me.
Well, it is you who plays into their hands, lad. Mark my words. A storm is brewing beyond the eastern sky, and therein lies the hands of deception.
Indeed. Like a masquerade. None yet know the truth.
Gloat.
Gloat? No. I've been tasked with running the kingdom while our families away at war.
Ah, yes. The buffoon that is King Edgar, leading the charge in battle.
This is because of you. You're here because you hurt him. Or do you not recall that upon his coronation? Edgar's first decree was to have you restrained. Just the same as you did to him.
Well, at least I taught him something. He never listened to me any other time.
How could he? While you slapped him across the face at the age of 16. For simple childish fool.
He's an embarrassment, and he always will be. But how can I expect you to see that? You coddled him from the day he began to crawl, and he's nothing but a snivelling toddler. Though I suppose I should have expected this from you vampires and your bloody emotional hearts. Empathy is weakness.
Is it? Or are the nightmares so seeped in their selfish and dark ways that empathy had no room to grow?
Insulting my kin? My people are the greatest assassins and warriors this plane of existence will ever know. We were glorious. A people in tune with nature, and we watched as the light abused it. We knew the empathy of the land itself, and yet the beaming mongrels, the Seelie Fey, spat on us.
Perhaps it was not deserved. But your bitterness from centuries ago is useless in this age. The Seelian people of today have no bearing on times that have passed into myth and song.
A foolish viewpoint.
The truth offends you. Stop blaming those who came before and placing it on the ones who exist in the now. It wastes time.
Of course you would see it that way. You damn vampires. Dark yourself just like my kind and still. You speak as if you were born to the light.
Perhaps it is because I have known the Light Fae, and know they are just the same as us. They struggle as we do. They bleed as we do. They love, fight, and weep and sing. This divide between the Unseelie and Seelie courts has hurt us more than anything. And you've brought those ideals into this home. You have for years.
I will not change who I am, and I will never accept your ways, nor will I see that boy as king. So let us be clear about the truth of this conversation. Mark my words, Bella. He will bring doom upon this household, and when he does, you shall be begging me to stop him.
No, I shall not. And Edgar will never be what you believed
him
to be.
That may be so, my dearest. But I've foreseen things you can barely fathom.
Hold on a moment, Sirius dear. I need to stop my little brother from making an idiot of himself. I'll return shortly. I'll take this, thank you.
Hey! That's mine, give it back!
No. You're 15, and our mother would bury me alive if she saw I'd let you sip this.
Huh. I'm old enough. You drank it too at my age. You know you did.
I did not! Our father would have had my head if I drank and embarrassed him in front of guests. I'm older now, so yes, I can drink as I please, but I won't let you.
First off, you're older than me by a year. 'Tis 1 year, Edgar.
Oh, the answer, little brother, is still no. Go and partake of the Caligo juice.
And second, I hate Caligo juice. It's tart and bitter. I want the Byrus wine, please.
You two could wake the dead with your shouting. We don't even need the sanguine ritual. Just your voices will do.
Oh, apologies. Things are getting out of hand. How's the evening otherwise for you, brother? How fares your company with Lady Evelyn?
Oh, as usual.
Truly, she must have
indeed.
Been...
Indeed. Now what the hell are you two fighting about? I could hear you all the way from the ballroom floor.
A petty squabble, nothing more.
Tis not! Edgar is being daft!
Daft? No! Only cautious! I plucked this from his hands!
Iris Wine, you're fighting over wine. Really?
Erin? He's too young for the wine. I swear, he'll get plastered if he has this. And our father already punished me tonight, remember? I'm bloody lucky to be here at all. And I won't suffer again just because Malachi wants to be an adult.
Gods give me. Edgar, it's one bevy. Just give the boy his damn drink.
No! And I won't have you being a bad influence.
I'm not a bad influence. What the hell are you talking about?
Need I remind you, brother, of our trip to the Bloody Rose pub? The night we turned 16? Yeah. Who wouldn't shut his sauce box that night? Because it wasn't me, and I don't have a damn filter, Erin!
Oh. My God. They gab and gab like a pair of old ladies.
I said I was a saint, did I? And for the record, Cassius Erickson is a right bastard prat who deserved to be smacked in his bloody
jaw. Well, he certainly knocked him in the kisser.
Ha! And then he knocked me right back like the ass he is.
And now they're fighting. Blah, blah. Bored. And what does this gotta do with my drink? Come on, Edgar. Erin, knock it off.
Malachi, the adults are talking.
You're a kid too.
I am not, little whelp.
Blood-sucking crybaby.
Gobshite!
Enough, both of you. A little respect goes a long way, Malachi Eden Faust.
He's guilty too. Don't call me out and let him go.
Cheeky now, aren't we?
And Malachi is right. You're no better, Edgar. You're a stubborn ass.
Oh, I'll give you a stubborn...
Yes, yes, you're both stubborn asses. Ugh! Can you idiots stop fighting and give me my wine?
Oh, for the gods! Listen, if I give you a small cup of the wine, will you please promise me you won't get pissed? No drinks beyond this one.
Fine. But only if you play nights with me in the courtyard tomorrow.
Oh, for the gods. You're such a kid sometimes, you know. Fine, here's the wine. I'll play the nights with you tomorrow. Malachi, about what I said in the tower, about what happened, I'm sorry. I lost my temper, and I hurt you.
It's okay. The gods are monsters, but even though I said what I said, I didn't mean it. It's okay. You aren't a monster, Edgar. You're my big brother, and I love you. Even when I get angry at you.
All right, you little troublemaker. Quit buttering me up. And go on. Dance. Enjoy the night.
Sweet. You're the best, brother.
I'm gonna regret this. Oh dear.
You've got a soft spot for him, don't you?
Well, he's my little brother. What can I say? I love him, even if he is a pain in my ass sometimes. Even if Father makes things difficult between us.
He hasn't barred you from Malachi entirely. And one day, you'll be king. Then you're in charge, and you can see who you wish.
Perhaps I can. Okay. Follow my lead. This is the quickest way to the Arcane City, brother.
We are surrounded by trolls. Damn it, this is the bloody nesting ground.
Well, excuse me for being branded by divines and not wanting to die horribly. If we want to get to the Arcane City quickly, this is the best way.
Keep your voice down. If you breathe the wrong way, you'll wake these bastards up. And then we'll have a big problem on our hands. Quite literally, too.
Relax. We just need to sneak past them. Now, come on.
Look at these ugly mugs.
Just don't trip and fall.
Worry about yourself. My balance is far.
Malachi! You alright? Is anything broken? Are you hurt?
No. But my pride is bruised.
That'll heal. Anyway, come on. We're almost out of here.
Look! There's the exit!
Yes! Take that, trolls!
But, Malachi, get ready. Mask up around your face now.
Why?
Roses, I'm afraid. So, unless you want to feel rather gross in the next few moments, I suggest putting it up.
Thank you for the warning. That could have been disastrous.
You're welcome. After all, this is better than getting ill with rose fever.
Remember when you were struck with it?
All I remember is that it's a pain in the arse and I don't like it.
The one thing in our biology capable of murdering us. Roses.
Hence why so many Fae plant roses in their gardens or put the essence of it in their drinks. They want to kill us.
You know we're not a bad people.
Hate is hate, Malachi, and our people are hated.
I know. I just wish they wouldn't judge us.
Me too. But people judge me all the time. Especially from my past. Honestly, people are just different. They just don't understand that. That people are afraid of anything that's different. That's what they are. They're just afraid. That's what it is. Oh, why can't we just understand? Well, brother, how do you feel?
About what?
We snuck past sleeping trolls! It was a great feat, right?
Beside my bloody heart beating out of my chest and feeling like it's going to explode? Yes, I suppose that was a great feat. If you enjoy getting close to stone trolls...
Oh, where's your sense of adventure? Yah!
My sense of adventure? How about common sense? You know a little of that goes a long way.
We haven't died yet, Malachi. A little danger isn't a bad thing.
Well, some of us want to live long lives and avoid danger.
I think you love it. Don't pretend otherwise.
Far from it. I think I prefer the company of books to sword fights and vagabonds.
Oh, would you look at that? I think we're out of the vicinity of the roses now.
Not quite. I think that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes. There's the Thorn Forest. The Arcane City lies beyond it, and we have to get through there, with masks up. Otherwise we'll get
well,
sick.
Well, confound it all.
We'll be alright. We just can't inhale the flower's perfumes.
The aroma from those damn rose trees will kill us. Alright. Let's just get through it quickly, seeing as there's no
Unless
way around.
Unless you desire to leave the horses and fly over it, of course.
Are you insane? There are bandits and thieves in these woods, and we've got at least a week and a half of supplies here. We're going through. Masks up. Come on. Do you think this was a punishment?
What was?
Being cursed to die by the power of a flower.
Well, a legend I once read about Lord Ambrosio says that it is because he fooled a nature nymph that our people suffer this weakness.
Love and curses. There's always someone screwing up because of love.
Aye. And there it is.
Are you all right, my love? You seem exhausted.
I am. There's been a thrill of court meetings lately. There's unrest between the Seelie and Unseelie Fae.
I've heard rumors and seen the squabbling. Are the ambassadors truly stuck up?
Apparently so. It seems even the Fae are petty and trivial.
The Mavens are our allies, and we need to send them aid.
Indeed. They're an important people to this land. The same as us. But tensions are rising, love.
I do hope Queen Adriana is all right, and her husband as well. She truly is a lovely woman.
I've heard whispers that the Mavens have come under attack.
For what reason?
Greed is powerful, my love. They covet what the Mavens have. They covet their power.
yet hated.
I agree. However, let us forego the talk of politics. I tire of men and ladies who dawdle and complain about who's doing what on whose territory.
Oh? And what is it you would prefer to talk about, my love?
How stunning you are in this light. And how lucky of a bastard I am to have found you.
Quite the charmer, aren't you? And don't call yourself that. You're no bastard, Mac.
I didn't mean to demean myself, love. And as far as my charms go, well, they're only for you, my radiant queen.
Although I am grateful to you, I am a little worried.
What's there to worry about?
Edgar.
Your concern for him is appreciated, my dear. However, were you not the one who told me you felt nothing for him? And that his heart belonged to another?
I did. Yet I still feel guilty. We're here sneaking around like a pair of naughty children.
Callista, I've loved you since that day in the castle halls. I fell for you right then and there.
And my love for you is true. I'm just saying that we need to be careful, my dear.
Forget being careful. My brother knows anyway. And gave us...
He knows.
And gave me his blessing. He's no fool. Let me be real, my love. I won't hurt you as he has.
Do you give me your word?
I give you my blood oath. My loyalty. I pledge it truthfully, Callista.
And I swear to stand by you and defend you. I am yours under this crimson moon and for all the days given to me by Lord Ambrosio.
No matter what comes our way, I will protect you and love you. I swear it by Lady Red's mercy that you are mine and I am yours. I love you, Lady Faust, my queen, my light.
And I love you. My king.
Ask me what you desire, my lady, and I will give it to you.
A future is all that I ask.
I believe I can grant you that.